Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time it is, whenever you consume this audio dope. Welcome to the podcast about randomness. You guys, I just wanted to say I am truly thankful for all the love and support I have gotten. The feedback has been amazing. To the friends that I have, sharing it on their Instagram stories. That's stuff that y'all don't have to do, man. But y'all are doing it anyways, and it's just I truly thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. It means a lot because, again, it's something you don't have to do, but you're choosing to support me in a way. And I can't thank you enough. Words aren't going to be able to do it, but it's, man, it's there. The love is there, and I want to thank you. So you guys, I want to start you guys off with a quote from a book, from Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, I believe is how you pronounce his name. And this is, dedicated to the people that, have a entrepreneur spirit, but for whatever reason, they haven't decided to take the steps, or maybe they or in a financial situation where they can't take the steps, or maybe if you have fear or whatever. So this is the quote directly from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, again by Robert Kiyosaki. So begin quote. It is said that the fear of public speaking is a fear greater than death for most people. According to psychiatrics, or physicists, whatever it is, the fear of public speaking is caused by the fear of ostracism, the fear of standing out, the fear of criticism, the fear of ridicule, and the fear of being an outcast. The fear of being different prevents most people from seeking new ways to solve their problems. It is that same fear, the fear of ostracism, that causes people to conform to and not question commonly accepted opinions or popular trends. So you guys, you got to get over that fear, especially if you want to make something happen for yourself in this life, in this world. Nobody's going to give you a fucking thing, man. Now, however, I feel you can put the energy out there, and that energy be reciprocated. But you can't just put the energy out there or the intention and not put in the work. So, putting the right energy, the right intention, plus the right amount of work out there, will conquer all your fears, man. And if you guys don't believe me, I'm living proof of it. When I told myself I was going to start this real estate shit, I had people who didn't see it. They didn't think it was possible. And I don't doubt them for that because they didn't study what I studied. They didn't put in the hours of just looking into it like I did, but they didn't think it was possible. And fuck, I didn't think, prior to me jumping into this, I didn't think I had doubts about myself. You know what I mean? There was fears, and I'm not going to pat myself on the back, or I'm not some guru or whatever, but if you look at anybody who's successful, who's done things the right way, they basically said fuck fear, fuck their doubt, and they put their head down and kept moving. Nipsey Hussle has a quote. And it says the most important thing, number one, is you got to get rid of doubt. If you got doubt in what you're doing, it's not going to work. And the way you do that is to have a plan. Because if you have a plan, it's not like a pipe dream. You have a step-by-step list of things to do to get to your goal. If you don't have that, it's very hard to really have faith in what you're doing. Because as soon as something pop up, it's going to look like the end all. And end quote, it's so fucking true. You guys, you have to plan out you got to have guidelines for, you know, your way out of whatever you're stuck in. You know, maybe some of you are happy where you're at and are content. So maybe you could care less about this, but there, you know, maybe there's somebody who doesn't like waking up going to work for somebody else, and you know, who wants to, you know, take control of their own life, their own destiny. I'm not a guru, so I can't, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, I don't have the secret, you know, or anything like that. There is no secret. It's the right energy, the right intention, and a lot of fucking hard work. And this shit is a roller coaster ride. For the longest, I didn't think I was ever gonna get this property under contract. This is actually one of the first people I've talked to when I first started doing real estate. And 3 months down the line, you know, here we are. And you know, the property, you know, isn't sold yet, so we haven't made any money off of it, but the step has been taken, you know what I mean? And we probably got the biggest step out of the way, and that's, you know, getting a house under below market value from a seller. And it feels fucking amazing. So enough about me and, you know, my real estate shit. I know some of y'all could care less, but I promise you guys, if you put the right energy, the right intention, and the right amount of hard work into something that you actually like doing, it's an amazing feeling. And you know, I say that knowing it's not easy, you know what I mean? I thought I found what I love doing a long ass time ago, you know what I mean? And it changed. And really what I found out is I love working for myself. I love having ownership of myself. Now that's not to say, you know, quit your job right now and you know, whatever, or that's not going to say that I won't ever need a reliable source of income, you know, because I'm brand new at this real estate shit, so I haven't had any income from it. So, you know, that I'm not talking about it like that, but recognizing, okay, hey, working for whoever I'm working for isn't going to get me the financial independency that I want. You know, maybe start taking some of your paycheck and, you know, setting 10% aside to open your own business or whatever. You know, that way you don't have to work for anybody. It's, you know, that'd be my little bit of advice. But yeah, it's just, man, words can't describe how I'm feeling right now. But again, enough about me. This isn't going to be a podcast about me or anything like that. I do want to start off on the subject of Tyler Perry. Now, just a disclaimer, for the foreseeable future, this podcast isn't going to be about current affairs. You know, because I can care less about any of that shit because it's not going to make me rich. You know what I mean? Talking about politics, whatever the fuck is going on, you know what I mean? It's not going to make me money, and it's not going to help you make money. You know what I mean? It's a fucking time. It's a distraction. It's a distraction of your time, and time is all you got. Everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. It's how you use those 24 hours. But that's the end of that little soliloquy. But the reason why I want to talk about Tyler Perry is because if you know me and for whatever reason Tyler Perry popped in our conversation, you know I despise that man. I talked major shit about Tyler Perry. You know, I couldn't understand how this grown ass dude was dressing like a grandma, and I didn't understand how niggas fucked with it, honestly. I didn't see his vision. You know, I didn't care to read into it or anything like that. And I was watching the BET Awards and I was listening to Tyler Perry talking shit, and he was preaching ownership, specifically towards black people, but he was preaching ownership nonetheless. And I just implore you guys to go listen to his speech. But ownership is so fucking important. I don't need to be a guru to tell you that. You have to own something. You're not going to be able to, if you're working a job for somebody else right now, you're not, God forbid, if something happens to you right now and you have kids or you have shit that you have to take care of for your family, you can't pass that job on to your kids. You can't pass that job on to your next of kin. They're going to replace you as if nothing happened to you, as if you never existed. So that's an extreme, but that's how you have to look at this shit. You have to look at it as an extreme almost. This system is not meant for anybody, not just black people, but anybody working class is not meant for you to fucking succeed. Is you're not going to reach financial independence. You're going to be stuck with, allotting yourself 1 week out of the fucking year to take a vacation. You know what I mean? And you have to hope that gets approved by your fucking. That doesn't even make sense. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't fucking make sense that you have to ask somebody for time off. You have to ask somebody to take a vacation. You have to ask that, hope that that gets approved. You know what I mean? And shit like that. I understand 100%, financial responsibilities, but it just doesn't make sense that you give a company or a job, 4 to 12 hours out of your day, however long your work schedule is, out of your day. And during that time, you're not making yourself better, you're making the company more money. You know what I mean? And even if you have a good paying job, could you be getting more? Or are you content with taking what you got? Now, if you are, then more power to you. You know what I mean? So this talk isn't necessarily for you, but this talk is for the people who, have bigger dreams, have bigger aspirations, and who fucking dread going to work. You know what I mean? Maybe their boss is a dick, or one of their coworkers is an asshole, or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? And, just, I know there doesn't seem like there is a way out of the rat race right now, but there is. And the only way you're going to be able to reach that level of financial independency, is honest, it's through self-education. I can't tell you the way. None of these quote unquote gurus can tell you the way. You know what I mean? Fucking Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have to figure out your own passion, your own lane. You know what I mean? And that's not an easy road. I understand that. But if you are one of those people who fucking wake up every morning and you're dreading going to work, or you don't feel like you're having enough time to spend with your family, your kids because of work, self-education is the way. Find you something you're really happy, or that you're really passionate about, and think outside the box and see if there's a way where you can make a living doing that. You know what I mean? It's not about money, but you need money to do what you want to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so fucked up. We live in this capitalistic world, and it has to be about money. You know what I mean? You have to put your time and effort into getting money, because you know that's going to afford you a lifestyle to where you could stay home with your kids and make money while you're doing that. Do you know what I mean? The only way through that is to self-educate. You know, pick up a fucking book, put down Facebook for 15 minutes. You know what I mean? Use your phone wisely. We literally have information at our fingertips. You know what I mean? And it's sickening the amount of people that we still have working for a job, you know, wanting to depend on the government, when honestly, this is probably the best time. You know, we can create our own jobs. You know what I mean? I started this podcast off of voice memos and I just uploaded it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not getting paid for none of this shit. This is just, you know, I'm doing this for free, but who knows? You know what I mean? Who knows where this podcast could take me? Do you know what I mean? And I didn't create podcasting, you know what I mean? But I created my own podcast. Do you know what I mean? Where I created my own platform to talk about what I wanted to talk about, and you guys have chosen to support, chosen to listen. Do you know what I mean? I created that shit. So we have information at our fingertips. You know what I mean? You can Google how to invest in a small, a tech startup or a small business. You know what I mean? You can find somebody on Instagram or Facebook. Use Instagram or Facebook for that. Finding a small business and messaging them, hey, is there any way I can invest? Do you have any investment packages available? That way, you know, you can see your ROI, your return on investment, things like that. And we literally have this information at our fingertips. And, you know, use your time wisely. Use your time wisely. So speaking of investing, I was, again, I'm trying to invest in a tech startup. And one of the tech startups I was interested in was only accepting accredited investors. And so I Googled, you know, well, how does one become an accredited investor? And this is straight from Wikipedia. I'm aware that people are, you know, I can go in there and edit it if I wanted to, but this is the little small definition of what an accredited investor is. Okay. So, an accredited or sophisticated investor is an investor with a special status under financial regulation laws. The definition of an accredited investor and the consequence of being classified as such varies between countries. Generally, accredited investors include high net worth individuals, banks, financial institutions, and other large corporations who have access to complex and higher risk investments, such as venture capital, hedge fund, and angel investments. Okay, so now we're going to scroll down to what it takes to be an accredited investor in the United States of America. In the United States of America, to be considered an accredited investor, one must have a net worth of at least $1 million, excluding the value of one's primary residence, or have income at least $200,000 each year for the past 2 years, or $300,000 combined income if married, and have the expectations to make the same amount this year. So, I talk about, you know, investing and stuff like that, and you know, you guys have to understand that the working class is still behind the eight ball. You know what I mean? I don't know no working class person who was making $200,000 a fucking year, or a working class person who has who's worth who has a net worth of $1 million. Right? So I know y'all are thinking like, well, how the fuck can I invest? You know what I mean? And it's just, you have to realize how this current economy is set up. You know what I mean? You know, it's not meant for us. Now, we could still do, you know, I don't necessarily think you have to be an accredited investor for all tech startups. Or, you know, if you want to, you know, I think Warren Buffett did stuff without being an accredited investor, but that was a different time. You know what I mean? When Warren Buffett was coming up, you know, he's accredited now. But that was a different time when he was coming up. He was able to do shit that we're not able to do. You know what I mean? And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to, you know, to understand that when Warren Buffett was coming up, shit was different. You know what I mean? You legit had a shot at the American dream, or, you know, the quote unquote American dream. I don't, you know, I'm not, I didn't read you that accredited investor thing to deter you. But I read it, so, you know, expand your mind, you know, find you a tech startup or whatever, you know, whatever you feel comfortable investing in that doesn't require you to be an accredited investor. You know, look at crowdfunding and stuff like that. It's just, man, the working class, we have such a hard road ahead of us. It's nothing is going to be made easy for us, but if it was easy, everybody would do it, you know. So it's going to take certain people cut from a certain cloth that come from a certain ilk, you know, that could persevere through this shit, who can take the bumps and bruises, the ebbs and flows, you know. But you know, that's, I'm on a rant. I'm mumbling, you know, I understand some of this is not going to make sense, but you know, we're gonna have to do something different. You know what I mean? You know, technology is just going to get better and better. You know, certain jobs are going to be able to be done by technology. Do you know what I mean? And that's not to scare you, that's to, hey man, you know, wake up. You know, wake the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, shit is changing, and you have to be prepared for this change, 'cause if you're not, you're going to be further behind the eight ball. Do you know what I mean? Self-educate yourself. Again, you know, YouTube, Google, you know what I mean? Use all that shit for the betterment of yourself. Use Facebook for the betterment of yourself. Do you know what I mean? Connect with people who you can look to for a mentor or just maybe a blueprint. Do you know what I mean? But we have to be ready for whatever's coming. Do you know what I mean? Because technology is only going to get better and better. And I'm not saying none of this to scare you again, but I'm saying, you know, be prepared. Do you know what I mean? You know, you can't rely on your ignorance. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, because this world is changing and it doesn't give a fuck if you change with it. You know what I mean? It's going to change regardless. So, you know, look for ways you can invest. Maybe you have a friend who wants to start a business, you know. Invest with them, maybe partner up, you know, JV, do a joint venture or something like that. Practice social economics, you know what I mean? Like with your close circle, and better yourself each day. That's all I can tell you, man. It's just, better yourself each day. Try to win the first hour of your day. So try to start off learning something the first hour of your day and the last hour of your day before you go to sleep, Just do that. Study for 2 hours. You know what I mean? Self-educate yourself for 2 hours. 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour at night. It's not that fucking hard. You know what I mean? And you have the power to change yourself. You have the power to take control of your own destiny. You literally do. Again, we have the same 24 hours in the day. Just use that shit wisely. You know what I mean? Use that shit wisely. That's the end of that. I want to talk about the Butler housing projects right now. I read a little article on the Star Telegram. Butler housing is, for those of you who know, right next to downtown, it's in a central area. It's in probably one, it's the most central area in Fort Worth. I mean, it's downtown, so of course it's central. So it's prime real estate. 40 acres of prime real estate is what the Butler housing project sit on. And I know there's people outraged that people are about to, get pushed out of the housing, and placed somewhere else. And I understand the outrage 100%. But if you look at it from a business standpoint, that's prime real estate. So whatever they put there, is going to make money, is going to make Fort Worth look better. And as cold as this may say, as this may sound, the people that live in the Butler housing projects, like, they don't own that shit, so you know what I mean? You can't expect for them to make change. You can protest and talk all you want, but bottom line is we don't own shit, so we don't hold no cards. Do you know what I mean? We literally hold zero cards. It's a sad scene what's happening in Butler. But it's a wake-up call nonetheless. Own your shit, man. Own some shit. That way you have a say so in something. You know what I mean? If you own something, you have a say so in something, and that's the only way your voice will get heard. You can be a social justice warrior all you want on Facebook, but that's just a way for Facebook to get you distracted. You know what I mean? Let's practice owning some shit. So you guys, that's really all I have for today's episode. I know it's not all, it wasn't cheerful and whatever the case may be. It was kind of preachy today. It was more about business, but man, this shit is serious. You know what I mean? It's serious out here. You have to own something in order to have a voice. So you guys, thank you for listening. I know I said I wanted to keep it short. It probably wasn't as short as I intended it to be. Maybe it was a hard listen, but I want to thank you guys, for coming through. Going forward, this podcast is not going to just work with just me talking. So, I'm going to get interviews and I'm going to probably get a co-host, where I can bounce ideas off of, where we can bounce ideas off of one another. And that way, whatever I say isn't written in stone. Somebody will be there to, if I'm making, if I'm stating my opinion, somebody will be there to give a counter argument to that. So I'm in the process of looking for a co-host, and I'm going to be pumping out some interviews here very, very, very shortly. In my lifetime, I've had the, I've been blessed to meet people who have gone on to be very successful. I met people, people in fucking jail, you know what I mean, who have gone on to, they didn't let that shit define them, you know what I mean? So you guys, thank you guys for listening so much. Hopefully next Friday I will have my first interview. We'll go from there. I'm going to continue to try to grow this podcast. Again, it's not going to work with just me talking. I'm looking for a co-host, and we're looking to get more interviews out there. So thank you guys so much. Again, the marathon continues, man. This shit doesn't stop. This shit doesn't stop, man. Put your head down and keep going. It's a roller coaster. You know what I mean? You gotta go up. You're gonna go up a hill, and you're gonna go down a hill. Thank you guys so much. Love each and every one of y'all. Bless.